from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
The beer is cold, the sports bar, and the wings are hot.
You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Welcome back in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia. We're live from St. John Fisher University, the final day of Buffalo Bills training camp, Gino.
Yeah, as it's bittersweet, but we're happy to be joined by Jenna Cottrell, 13 Wham Buffalo Plus, and it's good to have a member of the Rochester media on with us here, because it's a different perspective seeing those moving vans, and our moment in the sun is coming to an end here.
I know, it's true. It's crazy also how quickly they do pack up after camp, but I love this part of the season, especially as someone who lives in Rochester. It's so cool to see this city, this area get some shine, and I know all the players talk about how much they enjoy being here too. Like, we talked to Connor McGovern after practice today, and he was just speaking about this is such a unique opportunity, and I think it's why the Bills have been coming back here for 2+ decades, is the opportunity to have everyone kind of without the distractions that they have in Orchard Park. They all have families, or, you know, it's easy to get caught up with everything. Whereas here, it's like you're hanging out in the dorms, you're walking to the chow hall together, you're kind of all in the same place. And I think especially for this team with so many new faces, it's important every year, but this year in particular, because of how much newness there has been, it's a great chance. I think the Bills had a lot of fun here. I think they're ready to go. I think they're ready and excited to be back in their own beds, all that stuff I get. The older I get, I'm like, yeah, I miss my bed when I do leave. But I think it's great, and I always love it for this area, too.
So, Jenna, before we talk about what we see on the field, on the practice field, and what we're looking forward to seeing on Saturday, in the last 24 hours, there's been a little bit of this undercurrent of what the Bills were last year with Stephon Diggs on this roster. Josh was asked about it yesterday. McDermott today, I mean, you could view it as maybe a slight on Diggs, saying that he likes how unselfish the current wide receiver room is. It just feels different around the team. Do you get that same sense?
Oh, absolutely. I feel like I did hear McDermott say, you know, the unselfishness of that wide receiver group. And my ears kind of went out a little bit of like, oh, you know, that's something that is such a big part of, I think, the identity of which he wants this team to be. And I think even when Josh Allen was asked on, what day is it, Thursday? On Wednesday, when it was, you know, do you miss Stephon Diggs? And he was like, well, I don't know if I would say miss. You know, you miss their production. I think that that is, you know, it's a different vibe this year. It really is. And you might see tweets online about that being the case. And I'm like, it really does feel that way, because there's so many players that are looking to Buffalo and looking for this opportunity to have Josh Allen throwing the ball and know what that could do for their career as well. So I think that, you know, undoubtedly Stephon Diggs is an incredibly talented player who has put up huge numbers, and what he has added to the Bills and now what he expects to be adding to Houston. But I think it fits more the identity of this team, of it being, and we've heard Joe Brady say this all camp, of like, everybody's going to eat. And I think that I really am starting to see that come into fruition, especially with some of the different skill sets you see from some of the guys So it's weird. It's like so many fans are like, stop talking about Stephon Diggs. And it's, I get it. And I'm also like, this is going to be a thing, especially they play week five.
Yeah.
Like it's going to be a part of this season. So we'll just see how the Bills do, because you all know how narratives work, because if the Bills are struggling offensively, it's going to be like, I can't believe they traded away Diggs.
Correct.
This is not a story if the Bills offense can be productive and put up drives and put up number, all that stuff, but that could always happen. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see it all play out, but I think for this team this year, it really has been a reset and one that I think that they've needed. And even salary cap wise, this year has looked a little bit different. So it's been fun to cover.
Yeah, staying with the receivers, Jenna Cottrell, by the way, our guest, 13 win Buffalo Plus. The play of the day, I think, from practice today was seeing MVS get behind the first string secondary.
Hold on, that's Bill's leading wide receiver, MVS.
I was about to say, I know, the one day I was coming on here, and Dan Fates, my lovely coworker, my best friend, has said that MVS is going to be leading the Bills in yards this season. And Mike and I were like, Mike Catalan and I are like, okay, whatever, Dan. Another scalding hot Dan Fates take. But today I was like, all days for him to make his best catch. I got to come on here after. But no, MVS had a beautiful catch. It really was. And he was someone that going into camp, I was like, all right, we'll see. Obviously, his resume speaks for itself. 2 Super Bowls with the Chiefs. But he's obviously had drops in his career at really untimely moments.
And he also had a drop in practice today, too.
Happen. So the first week of camp, I was like, oh my God, my take looks so much better. Mike's take looks so much better. But he did look good today. But you're right, he did have a drop after that. So I think you see the ceiling. Like, the ceiling's there. We see that. But can he be consistent enough for what this team needs? That will be something that will be played out throughout the year.
I just view guys like him as more of what they had versus more of what they want in the future. And I think that's guys who can catch the ball, guys that have a high catch rate, whether you're talking about Shakir or Dalton Kincaid. I imagine Mac Hollins fits that profile more so than what we got out of Gabe Davis last year.
Yeah.
And I just don't know that MVS is that guy.
Yeah, I mean, when you're a wide receiver, your job is to catch the ball.
Correct.
And so if you're not doing that, then that is a huge issue. But you talk about those other guys. I think I've honestly been really impressed by Mac Hollins. I kind of thought when they signed him, I'm like, cool, like veteran guy, special teams presence. That's all great. What can he actually do on the for this offense? But I have been really pleasantly surprised by his hands. Also, if you talk about Mac Hollins, you have to talk about the juice that he brings. Like, he is someone that, going into this season, I was worried because at practice, Stephon Diggs every day was pushing everyone to be the best. Hey, you need to do this better. Hey, we got to do this. All this stuff. And I wanted to see who would kind of take from that group, who would take over that role, because that is really important. It's very easy for things to get mundane. It's their job. Like, don't get me wrong, they love it, but we've all been there where you're like, I don't really feel like working today. Don't tell Mike or Dan. Or 13 Wham. But I think Mac has added that element, and then also I've just been surprised because I think he has been more of a piece than I was expecting, and he's shown up in the moments where he's been asked to. So he's been someone that I honestly, not to say wrote off, but wasn't expecting to see as much of him, but have been impressed by what I have seen.
Yeah, Jenna, there was one answer in McDermott's press conference where my antenna went up this morning, and it was a question of who has impressed you, veteran or rookie? And then McDermott begins the answer saying, I'm going to give you a cop-out answer. I'm like, okay, he's not going to answer this. Let's move on. And then he did give a name, and my jaw dropped. Tyler Bass?
Yeah, that was that was pretty surprising to me, and obviously to you all as well, because that is someone that, you know, we asked at the end of last season, like, do the Bills have a kicking problem? Because, and then obviously how things played out against the Chiefs, that kick. And throughout camp, he has looked, I think, I don't want to say shaky, but also, like, he's missed some kicks. I feel like they've paid him so much money. And he has been automatic. I mean, I feel like in years past, it'd be like, Bass is out there, count the three. All right, the Bills are able to, you know, get ready for the next drive. But this season, it hasn't looked how it has in the past. And that is something, him saying that, McDermott today, I felt like he was kind of trying to, like, you know, pump up his guys' tires. Yeah. Of like, hey, man, you got this, all this stuff.
Yeah, and actually, now if I'm looking ahead to Chicago on Saturday, that's a storyline, right? He's got, if he makes his kicks, no problem, we move on. This is a story next week if he doesn't.
1,000%. And we were talking about it on the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel of, like, when do they bring in a guy for competition or what do they do? And Mike Catalano was talking about the fact of, you know, it would have to go really wrong, I think, for this team because of how much money they have, how much they have invested in Bass. But we know that this league, especially in kickers, there's a lot of veteran guys if the job is not getting done. I am curious because that will absolutely be something on Saturday. You know, I want to see how the ones look. I want to see how, you know, Connor McGovern is snapping the ball for Josh Allen. I want to see how the wide receivers look. I also want to see how Tyler Bass is kicking on Saturday, and that will be something that's a point of emphasis for this team going forward.
We're spending a lot of time at camp talking about the safety position because of the injuries at the position and the additions to the position and the lack of additions to the position as well. There's a lot here to unpack. One, I'm wondering what your take is on Damar Hamlin. Clearly, they would prefer he to be a third string safety. Otherwise, they wouldn't have drafted Cole Bishop in the second round. Cole Bishop is injured. Edwards is injured. You bring in a couple of free agent guys here as camp bodies, but we'll see what they can do in the preseason as they kind of learn and grow. I'm curious as to the roster gymnastics that you think might happen here over the course of the preseason and whether or not we see them maybe, but you know, is Edwards an IR candidate to start the season to open up an extra roster spot? How severe is this Cole Bishop week to week shoulder injury? You know, what do you think this, you know, for the preseason, I think us seeing Hamlin out there with Taylor Rapp, I think we'll be okay with.
Yeah.
But what do you think this all looks like come week one?
I think it really is pinpointed on what the injuries are for Mike Edwards. And that's someone who, you know, when the Bills signed him, they expected for him to be the guy starting alongside Taylor Rapp. And for him to miss the spring with an injury, have another injury crop up during camp, it has really been, I think, just such a huge loss for this team because we know how important that position group is in particular to a Sean McDermott defense. Now, that being said, I have a lot of faith in McDermott and the way he is able to coach up the guys in the secondary and everything that he can do there. But Damar Hamlin is an interesting look because, you know, talking about him coming into the spring, I was like, does he make this roster?
Right.
You know, like realistically, I don't know. But throughout camp, he has been very consistent and he has been making plays. And I think that's someone that I actually really am looking forward to seeing also on Saturday or what that looks like when he is in the preseason, because right now, Bishop is hurt. Edwards is hurt. Maybe they do move him to IR for Edwards to, like you said, free up a roster spot. But I don't know if I've given enough credit to Damar Hamlin. I want to see.
I think we're all guilty of discrediting him a little bit.
Honestly, there are guys that we write off, myself, like, absolutely included. Kaiir Elam is another example of a guy that I was like, okay, like, we'll see what he can do this season. But for Damar, I want to see how the rest of the summer plays out because I've discredited him, and I think that he is, I mean, and when he filled in before, like he did, and that was obviously when he was a younger player, all this stuff. So I'm actually think I'm more encouraged at the position group than I think a lot of other people, because I just think I've seen Damar grow so much on the field. And so I'm curious to see how it will play out because I have been wrong before. But that is someone that I think I'm excited for him to get the chance more.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim. Located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Jenna Cottrell, 13 win, Buffalo Plus. Sean McDermott mentioning this morning, offensive starters, we'll see about a quarter roughly. I'm not worried about Josh Allen. I'm not really worried about the offensive line. I am curious to see James Cook. Not a good practice yesterday for James Cook. What's your worry level about ball security there?
Oh, my gosh. It's funny because we were talking yesterday, once again, on the Buffalo Plus channel about, like, we've talked so much about how it is a concern. Ball security is a concern with James Cook. And I'm like, is it now past a concern? Because we have seen this issue of him fumbling the ball throughout the regular season. Obviously, the Bills at one point benching him because of everything. And then in this training camp, I was like, you know what? He's another year older. I think it's important. Like, the maturation process maybe isn't something overnight. But, I mean, the fumble yesterday, did he fumble again in the end zone? Like, it was so close. It's like, you know, you need to have that. And that is, like, level one of being on the football field is you got to take care of the football. So I do feel concerned, definitely. And that is huge. So will he be able to grow? We'll see. Mike Catalana used to do the pregame show with Fred Jackson, and Fred Jackson had always talked about how you don't want to be on the other team's bulletin board as a guy of like, hey, this guy will give up the ball. And I worry that that is James Cook right now. So how does he amend that? I don't know, because he's had time in this league. So that is definitely something. I have Ray Davis did have a couple fumbles early on, their draft pick. I think for him, I've liked him. He's been really good in blitz pickup too, which I've been impressed by. I love Ty Johnson too. I think I'm more up on Ty Johnson, but obviously the injury hurts. So James Cook is someone that, yeah, I have concerns, definitely, for sure.
Now, we talked a little bit about MVS earlier with Jenna Cottrell, 13WM Sports, BuffaloPlus.com. Let's talk about the rest of the wide receiver competition, because I think that's the one that's gotten the most attention throughout the course of camp. And, you know, we could discuss whether or not MVS has done enough during camp. We know that we haven't seen much of Chase Claypool dealing with that toe injury, and he can't get on the field. The name that keeps getting brought up that's become like the camp darling, because you heard Sean McDermott mention him again today, as Tyrell Shavers. Mm-hmm. I'm struggling with Tyrell Shavers making this team. I struggle with him being more than a practice squad player. What say you?
I hear what you're saying completely, because I think of last year, Andy Isabella was the training camp darling, and it's like, it's really hard for those guys to make the roster, and obviously he was a practice squad guy. I think Tyrell Shavers, I've never heard really McDermott talk about a player quite with the high regard that he has for Shavers, with a guy that doesn't have the resume of other players, if that makes sense. The other experience that other players have. I think Tyrell Shavers is a guy coming into camp that, I mean, I honestly, like, we get the roster cards and I'm like, oh, Tyrell Shavers, yeah. But yeah. I wasn't like, I was honestly looking more towards Justin Shorter and what he would be. But I think he really has stolen the attention, and it's because he's been so consistent, and it's because he's been able to not just have one good day, he's been able to stack good days. So for this team, I mean, McDermott talked about it today. They love competition, all that stuff. And I feel like this team is more willing to reward that than maybe other teams right now, because the situation at wide receiver is so fluid. But I hear you, because you're like, Tyrell Shavers making the roster, all this stuff. But then you get into the dynamic of, you know, cutting a player, bringing him back on the practice squad. You know, does he have to pass waivers? Whereas like a Chase Claypool, if you cut him, he would just be a free agent. You could possibly resign him. So there's a lot of Brandon Bean's job is going to be hard. But I think that Tyrell Shavers has done as much as he can to prove that he deserves to be on the roster than I way more than I ever expected.
Jenna, last one for me, and it's about Saturday, and usually preseason game. Okay, we'll evaluate the Bills. I'm actually curious to see Caleb Williams and this Bears offense and what they do or don't do against this Bills defense. Your thoughts on what we're going to see Saturday?
I'm really excited for that, because I think Caleb Williams, I mean, I am Ryan Poles, their GM, obviously from our area, you know, using Caleb Williams, the first overall pick, all that stuff. I think, I look, I'm not like, I'm rooting for a guy, but I think for Caleb Williams, I mean, we've talked so much about him, and he's like a little bit quirky, and I love that. So I want to see what he can do. I mean, it's preseason, so, you know.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be way more. Look, usually preseason games, you're like, bubble wrap everyone, just get to the other side and be healthy. I want that, and also I am excited to see what the on-field product looks like, which you can't always say about summer games.
It's also a little bit about the coverage you got coming up here leading up to week one and everything you've got going on at BuffaloPlus.com, Jenna.
Yeah, so we do a bunch. We do daily recaps of what went down at practice. You can find that on the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel. We also have an audio podcast because, you know, if you are out and you don't want to have your video rolling, you can check out the Buffalo Plus creative name, I know. The audio podcast, you can find that wherever you listen to your podcasts. We have a fun story coming up, Dan Fates. He's like the social media extraordinaire. He did a story about Sean McDermott's earlier comments about the wide receivers being like the utensil drawer in your house that you don't know like what's in there. He talked to some of the wide receivers about where they think they fit in and who the other players are. Who's a spork? Who's the spatula? Who's the tongs?
Uh-huh.
It's pretty fun. And then I actually have a sit-down interview coming up with DeJuan Smoot, a new player to the team who's had a lot of versatility on the defensive line. Great guy. Played his whole career in Jacksonville, coming off an Achilles injury a couple years ago. So he's trying to kind of get back into form. But great guy. So we'll have those stories coming up. And if you haven't checked it out, shameless plug, I love the how well did the Bills know Rochester story that Mike does.
Funny.
It's really funny. You can find that on social media or on the 13WAM, 13WAM.com.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. Real quick. I mean, the utensils thing from McDermott, that's funny. Just tells me he doesn't know how to cook, though.
No, I mean, well, as someone who now owns a house, and I've only been in it, we've only been in it for not even 2 years, it is astonishing how much stuff just compiles in like a little minute. So I kind of got what he was saying where the other day, it's funny, like the first week of camp, I just, you know, I opened my utensil drawer and I was like, I thought of McDermott's comments and I was like, yeah, well, we got some weird stuff. Like, I'm like, matchbooks? I'm like, why do we have, I don't know. I know this sounds probably silly, but just like the weirdest stuff. So yeah, I gave a little giggle at that. And I was thinking of Sean McDermott a couple years ago saying the Bills wide receivers were Smurfs. So he really loves the unique analogies.
You're either a Smurf or a kitchen utensil.
Yeah,
spork. Highly of those wide receivers. Jenna, thank you so much for carving out some time for us.
Of course.
Enjoy the rest of the preseason.
Thank you so much for having me on.
That was Jenna Cottrell earlier today from St. John Fisher University, live in the sports bar. It's Danger and Battaglia. Wrapping up Buffalo Bills training camp for another season here in the Flower City.
Yeah, practice this morning was lighter, certainly lighter than yesterday, and boy, they don't waste it. They're not sitting around, you know, having lunch or anything.
No,
when
they got up.
Done,
and they're gone.
It is done, and the teardown began. So you and I figured, all right, let's just go back to the air-conditioned studio.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Yeah. In fact, the only benefit to staying back at camp would have been to, you know, do a little scavenger hunt, a little scrounging afterwards. Maybe hit the dorms, see if the players left any valuables behind. I hear that they do that, by the way. I hear that, like, they'll show up with their flat-screen TVs and just kind of leave them behind.
Really?
Yeah, that's the word on the street, that every now and then, after they're done with camp, they just kind of, eh, it's fine, whatever. I'd rather not take that back.
I would think Fisher Security might not let you go through Dorsey Hall or
can't
whatever.
Can't do that?
No.
Oh, go, let me ask you this, then. If we're talking about weird utensils, what's the weirdest utensil you have in your kitchen that you can think of?
Spork was a funny one. I don't own a spork. What is the weirdest
Nobody owns a spork. It's something you just kind of stumble on. You have it like, oh, from that one time I went to Popeye's 12 years ago, they put a spork in my bag and I kept it.
We still have sippy cups.
Really?
Kids are, yes. Hmm. I'm going to get in trouble for this by bringing that up.
Okay.
Like, the time to recycle or throw out, right?
Yeah, those need to go.
Yeah.
We have, I mean, the collection of water bottles in my house is, it's out of control. It's reached, I mean, it's code red in my kitchen. With straws, you know, they're not sippy cups. They're teenager sippy cups is what they are.
You know what we have, too? Like, you go to Disney, and if you got the meal plan there.
Oh, you get the tumbler.
The tumbler. Okay, this was, what, 8, 9 years ago? Adios.
Wouldn't it be nice if you just bring that to any soda fountain and just pop it down and get free soda. Like if Disney had that kind of reach, that kind of pull, where it worked outside the borders of the resort, where you could get that unlimited soda supply and we're all walking around with corn syrup oozing out of our pores.
I mean, do you think if it went back to All-Star Sports or the Caribbean resort there, like all of a sudden, I could use that again?
I think that that's what they are meant for, right? Yeah. Like lifetime supply of blue Powerade, if you so desire. That's good. I've got one of those Italian coffee makers. You know what I'm talking about? I know the name of it escapes me, and I don't want to butcher it because I it would make my family upset. But, you know, the metal coffee makers where you put the espresso in and the water underneath, the water boils up through it. It's called a castagnette or something like that. But the water boils up, and you've got basically espresso right from your stove. We've got a couple of those, and I love them, but we rarely use them. Those I don't know who in the Buffalo Bills would be that, the one that's kind of percolating underneath, that's ready to brew, ready to pop, deliver.
Kyrie Elam.
Ooh.
Kyrie Elam. Like, we'll hear more from Joe Biscaglia. Like, okay, was this real or not? Joe Biscaglia will be coming up here about a half hour.
Yeah. Up next, we want to give you Sean McDermott's comments from earlier today. Before practice, he spoke with the Buffalo Bills media. Sean McDermott's full press conference where he lays out the plan for Saturday in the preseason opener and heaps some praise on his kicker and Tyrell Shavers, and also clarifies who will be calling plays on defense. It'll be Bobby Babich up in the booth come Saturday. Sean McDermott's press conference is on the way next here on The Fan Rochester on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester. The best place to bet the games this summer is FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. I'm Mike Danger for FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 95.7 The Fan. Right now, new customers can get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Then you can bet on all your favorite international teams and all your favorite sports, from basketball to badminton and soccer to swimming. FanDuel has it all. So don't miss your chance to score $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Mike to sign up and start betting the games today. Make every moment more with FanDuel. 21 plus and physically present in New York. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.